From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting in Laos. Out of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, India's prime minister is to take part in the 14th ASEAN-India summit and Thursday's East Asia meeting in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement.
America's interest in the Asia-Pacific is not new. It's not a passing fad. It reflects fundamental national interests. And in the United States, across the political spectrum, there's widespread recognition that the Asia-Pacific will become even more important in the century ahead, both to America and to the world.
Addressing hundreds at the Lao National Cultural Hall Tuesday, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the region during his time in office.
We strengthened our alliances with our new defense guidelines. Japan and the United States will do even more together to uphold regional security. We've expanded our collaboration with the Republic of Korea, including on missile defense to counter North Korean threats. With our U.S. Marines now rotating through Australia, we can respond even faster to regional challenges. And with our new access agreement with the Philippines, our militaries are closer than they've been in decades.
Wednesday, Mr. Obama toured a Buddhist temple, pledging the U.S. will fulfill a moral and humanitarian obligation to clean up millions of unexploded ordnance dropped during the Indochina War. In an interview broadcast Wednesday, embattled Gabonese President Ali Bongo said any recount of the August 27 election that he narrowly won would be up to the country's highest court. He also suggested anomalies in areas where his opposition rival Jean Ping was strong. Tuesday, European observers used the same term to apply to election results in a Bongo stronghold where he captured 95% of the vote and a 99% turnout when nationally less than 50% of voters cast ballots. This is VOA News. In Syria, rescue workers and a rights group said that government helicopters dropped barrel bombs suspected of containing chlorine gas on a rebel-held district of Aleppo. First responders, known as civil defense, said dozens suffocated from fumes, although they report no fatalities. There's been no response from Damascus. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said progress is being made in ongoing U.S.-Russian talks to halt the fighting.
We continue to feel like we're making progress and believe we're making progress on some of the remaining issues, but we're not going to settle, given the importance of this arrangement that we're seeking and the impact of this arrangement that we're seeking. We believe it's absolutely essential that we get a clear understanding of the way forward.
He expects further talks in coming days. The Philippines Wednesday released images said to show illegal island construction by China at the contested Scarborough Shoal in the South China Sea. The images released during an Asian summit in Laos are said to show Chinese vessels capable of dredging activities. Beijing, which claims almost all the vital waterway, has built up islands on reefs in the Spratly Islands capable of supporting military operations. The UN Security Council Tuesday condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches, threatening to take further significant action. The Council's chairman, New Zealand Ambassador Gerard Van Bohemen, read the statement saying the launches violate previous resolutions.
The members of the Security Council deplore all the Democratic Republic of Korea's ballistic missile activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems, and they increase tension.
The three missiles landed in Japan's air defense identification zone. Myanmar's new civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, will visit the U.S. next week for the first time since her National League for Democracy won November elections. Carnegie Endowment South Asia analyst Vikram Nehru said her top priority will be the status of U.S. sanctions that largely target the country's former military rulers.
I suspect that she will not ask for them to be lifted, but that she will ask for them to be eased, because she is interested in getting more U.S. investment into the country. She has to demonstrate that her policies and her government are yielding economic dividends for the people.
He also said the Nobel laureate and state counselor will likely seek greater U.S. help in building capacity so her government can pursue reform. The World Health Organization has revised its guidance for travelers returning from areas where the mosquito-borne Zika virus is prevalent. It said Tuesday anyone visiting a place experiencing an outbreak should practice safe sex or abstinence for 6 months. Japanese stocks fell Wednesday with a rising yen and a falling dollar. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.